Fred Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović. I'm here at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival talking to Melissa Leo, who just got done with her acting class that she held for the participants of Talent Sarajevo. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I first have to say, I would not say acting class, because if it was an acting class, there would be a teacher. And I say to them, you can't teach acting. So I like to think it's a workshop with actors.
Okay, and which is also what's written in the program everywhere. So, okay. I take it back.
Semantics.
She just got done with her acting workshop. How did it go? How many students did you have, and what exactly did you teach them? It was called the Challenges for an Actor, Challenges of an Actor.
Yes, I'm not sure what the title of it was. I only can give to the actors from my experience, you know, and so I think we did talk some about things that are difficult. Auditioning is a difficult thing to do, and how do you do that? Do you have a scene partner you're supposed to be in love with? You don't care for them. How do you deal with that? I think were some of the questions that came up. And I began with giving them some hints at ways of doing a relaxation and warm-up for an actor. And because that sense of, you know, sometimes people think they sort of have to get all hepped up to do it, but really to work from a place of relaxation and awareness, you have that much more of yourself available. And I think so often, you know, with acting classes, they're concentrating so much on, you know, getting the words up off the page and learning the scene. And so, like, this is getting into directing things and stuff. What is an actor to do? There's also very interesting questions that came of, what does an actor do when there's no acting to do?
Right.
It's a very sweet and insightful question, because it's the hardest part.
You're an extremely busy actor now, but did you have an approach? Philip Seymour Hoffman said that every chance should be taken, every audition, every moment should be taken as a performance, should be acted to the absolute fullest.
And Phil knew what he was talking about. Absolutely.
Is this your first time in Sarajevo?
It is my first time in Sarajevo. I was many, many years ago, almost 28 years ago, in Zagreb, shooting a film with Greg Nava, William Hurt, and Timothy Hutton called The Time of Destiny. So not far from here, but never here.
So what, just to go back to the workshops, what do you find, I mean, you were talking about the audition process and this insightful question of what do you do when you're not working. Is that perhaps the biggest challenge for an actor, or are they all big challenges in the end until you've had so much practice that you don't know where to go and reach for things, even the really difficult emotions?
I think that things that onlookers would call challenges or obstacles, by and large, are sort of the things that become the greatest stories of our working lives, you know, when it was so difficult doing this or that. So in the end, what may appear a hardship as you're going through it can become a delightful tale in a handful of years' time. And the absolute consistent complaint amongst most actors that I know and respect is the question of what to do in between and will I ever work again once the job is done? Those kinds of things, yeah.
What do you look for now? You have become, I can't say you're the hardest working woman in Hollywood, because you go back and forth between, let's say, Hollywood and New York, between bigger commercial films and then the independents. And in 2013, I believe you made something like six films. What do you look for now at this point in your career? What are the challenges that you want? Because you've played a lot of roles. You've played a lot of different kinds of characters. What do you like to sink your teeth into now?
Well, I think probably the first consideration as I look at something has to do with the character and then the role that she has in the story. That's important to me. And I would say that, you know, after 25 years of maybe saying no three times ever, probably because of scheduling, I've said in the last few years, I've said no to some parts because I feel they're what I call thankless roles. They're roles that are sort of the I think maybe you know what I mean by that, especially as a female actor, mm-hmm. you know, as sort of the one who's getting blamed for all the troubles, and yet mm-hmm. her story is never told. So if I have a luxury of being able to say no from time to time at this point, that is the kind of thing I say no to. However, if it's something that would get me even for a day or two on a set with interesting, experienced people. So much of my work has been with people with only a small amount of experience. Mm-hmm. I look forward to working with experienced professionals more and more, and I look forward to as many women as I've played, there's a million more I have not yet. So to tell the stories that are out there to tell. I see the great, vast potential of world film in all of our futures, and that intrigues me as much to work in the world in co-productions and that kind of thing as working in Hollywood or New York Independent, whatever, wherever. Like I said, I got a problem. I got to act.
So you don't seem to take. I recently sat on an interview with Ellen Bernstein when somebody asked her what the difference between female roles now as opposed to when she started out or when she really exploded on the scene in the 70s, and she said, "What female roles?" Do you find that it's that difficult?
Yeah, it's more complicated than that, and I really have a bigger problem with the world sort of choosing sides. I'm a girl and you're a boy. That there's something about humanity that's of interest. And, you know, I think that what Ellen and I do is not so far asunder. I mean, she's in that ridiculous Flowers in the Attic thing. And it's some of the best acting out of Ellen I have ever seen. She rises above that project like there's no tomorrow. That's all we can keep on doing. I don't think the way she plays that role is what was written on the page. That's Ellen coming in and making more of it, you know? And if the more women that continue to approach roles in that way, where you can, you know, take something and make it your own, make it more interesting than they have it on the page, ask questions that aren't being asked and you know, subtly slip them into the performance. I look forward to a day, I hope, before I'm gone, where we can live on a planet covered in human beings and not men and women.
To go back to the workshop one second, you have gone back and forth throughout your career between film and television, and even in the last few years you've done, you came off of Tremé, which ended last year, and are now doing Wayward Pines. And again, like we said, you've been doing a lot of films as well. Is that something that you touched upon with the actors? The difference in the technique may not be different, but the preparation, I'm sure, between film and television can be two entirely different universes.
They're exactly the same, all the disciplines, theater included, and they're polar opposite. Mm-hmm. All at the same time, it's very hard to explain briefly what those similarities and differences are. In the end, my job remains the same in all the disciplines, to pretend the truth. Sometimes you have a little more time to do it. Sometimes you have too much time to do it. Sometimes, you know, so you take it as it comes, and it's not a bad way to do anything in life, you know, sort of take it as it comes and not try to wrangle the situation into what would work for you. I see, you know, it's quite popular in the States now, this whole notion of people who have done film work are now doing television work as if it were some big thing. I've always gone between all of them and find they each have their own challenges and pleasures. It's very, very hard to describe, because every single project is different depending on who you're working with. And my experience, too, because I'm an unashamed method actor, there's a part of my character for the duration of film who I don't mean to, but she comes along, you know? So it's not just me experiencing this experience of shooting the TV show or the film or whatever it is. It's me and the character. So I think that influences much more how it is for me than the notion of it being film or television. Who am I playing?
Obviously, Frozen River and The Fighter marked a big career change in terms of audience. I mean, there are a lot of us who have followed you and loved your work long before those films came along, but that got you a much, much wider audience. And you've now become very much attached to those films. But are there films that are dearer to your heart? I mean, that's not a fair way of putting it. I'm not asking you to rate them or to give them a grade. But what are the films that are very close to you that have been important to you in your career or personally to your life?
Again, it goes, you know, all along the magic of being in Zagreb and working with Greg Nava and Tim and Bill, you know, as a young actress with a, you know, leading role beside those two men. It's a magical moment. And I actually was nominated very early on for a Juvenile Emmy for my work on the soap opera. And so most often my response to this question of, you know, the best or the favorite or the top of the when the change happened is really my career. I'm very pleased and proud has been a mountain range and not a single Everest. Mm-hmm. Up and down and up and down.
Which comes with the territory, right? I mean, it's an incredibly rewarding, but also, I'm sure, a very heartbreaking career path to choose.
Yeah, and in the end, you ask yourself, would I do anything different, no matter how hard, no matter how good? And I keep coming up with, no, I won't do anything different. I'll keep doing this. So.
Which is probably one of the greatest luxuries of life that you could hope to have. Last question, what are you, besides Wayward Pines, what are you working on now? What are the projects that are coming up for you?
Well, this coming month at Toronto, we'll premiere a film I have a very small part in with darling Denzel Washington, The Equalizer. So I'll go to Toronto and celebrate the coming out of that film. And in the fall, I'll join Pesha Rudnick and Eve Ensler with Eve Ensler's new play that we're going to do at ART in Boston. Really looking forward to really sinking my teeth into some good, hard, complicated work with Pesha and Eve.
When does that open in Boston?
We start rehearsals in October. I would say late November, early December.
That's an entirely personal question. I live in New York, so I'll make sure I'm out there. Yeah, to come and see you.
Definitely.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
This is Natasha Sinyanovich. I've been speaking with Melissa Leo, who's just come fresh off her acting workshop here at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.